It's a Wednesday morning. This time last week, we had two charming young ladies come in, and they were from the Ugly Duckling Theatre, and they were sort of kind of nervous. They've turned the tables now, because they're not nervous this week. I'm nervous, because they've told me that I'm going to have to partake in some of the stuff that they're doing, i.e. singing and acting. And as many people will know, I'm not really into that kind of stuff. I let other people that can do it, do it. So, morning, ladies. We've got Fern. Oh, hang on, let me just turn your mic off.
Oh.
On.
Hello.
Let's turn it on. That's you. Fern.
Hello.
And we got Hannah.
Hello.
I remember. Just get yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. We've got to do a warm-up, first of all.
Yes.
All right. Oh, you cough. Is that your warm-up?
No.
Is that it done?
No.
That didn't hurt. I could do that. Yeah, right. Okay, so what do you do when you warm up?
Well, primarily, you want to loosen up the throat. You want to get your larynx working. You know,
right.
You don't want to cause any damage to your vocal cords. You've got to make sure you are completely relaxed and everything from your tongue, your lips and your throat is all ready.
Right, this is kind of serious. I'm thinking larynx. I'm thinking that's the stuff you spray under your arms, isn't it? Right, so what do you do then? How are you going to do this?
Okay, well, first of all, don't try this at home because this is our specially made for Ian vocal warm-up exercise.
Okay, so I don't need to do anything. This is you, okay? All right, then. Go on, Em. Away you go, ladies.
Okay, I would like you to start, Ian, by clearing your throat.
Yeah.
Okay, so clear it all up. And then I want you to make... So you've got to relax your mouth. So we're going to just gently roll our tongue...
Right.
Now your turn.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is that it? Am I done? Am I warmed up now?
No, not quite.
No, there's more.
There's always more with us. Okay.
Okay, following on from that, can you roll your tongue?
Go on, you better show me. Yeah?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, if we just like massage the face as well here,
yeah,
where your jawline is, just
I'm
so
doing
it's
that.
All.
Right, okay.
All relaxed.
Yeah.
It might hurt a little bit, but that's good. That means you're doing it right.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm doing it.
As with everything.
Continue to do it.
Okay, and then try and do the rolling of the tongue again. Can stop massaging.
All right, okay. I thought you had to do it both at the same time. That's gone now. I was all right before I warmed up.
Vibrate your lips as
right.
Well.
Yeah, try the lips.
Oh, I could do that. That's I'm struggling a little bit, I must admit.
But it's all good. Even if you're not very good at it, it's still working the muscles. So,
do you know what I'm feeling? Okay, and I don't know whether you're. I'm starting to feel a little bit embarrassed and gone red. Okay, now I say this to people when you come in and I get them to voice a commercial or something like that. I always say the worst thing that can happen. Okay, and this is the worst thing. Nobody's going to die. You're just going to get a little bit red in the face and a little bit embarrassed, and that's what's happened. All right. And once you're out, I suppose once you've gone through that stage, you're all right, aren't you?
Yeah. I the first time you do it, you do feel very silly.
Yep.
Yeah.
But once you've gotten used to it and you've done it over and over, you kind of get past that, and then it's great watching other people get embarrassed by it.
My son will ask me today, he'll say to me, what did you do today then, Dad? And I'll say, yeah, well, I made silly noises, son. That's what I did, and massaged my face live on air. So what other things do you do to warm up?
There's obviously the good old classic red lorry, yellow lorry.
Oh, crikey,
I'm not
yeah.
very good at, but Fern is.
Go on, Fern, away you go.
Well, I'll try. I'm probably going to mess it up now on live. Red lorry, yellow lorry, 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 red lorry, yellow lorry. Yeah, and I mucked it up at the end. Sorry.
That was very good. Very impressive. Very impressive. Any more? Any more for any more?
Yes, there's one that I picked up from various lessons. It's I call it curry and chips. You can call it anything you want, but my favourite is curry and chips. And basically, you just go curry and chips, curry and chips, curry and chips, 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 curry and chips, curry and chips, curry and chips, 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 curry and chips, curry and chips, curry and chips, 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 curry and chips, curry and chips, chips, chips. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, you can do with anything, like shut the door or anything you fancy.
Do you know what? There's a lot of things that I do like that while I'm in the shower. I don't know why. But I do, and it's yeah, no, so it's very very similar to that. I do like a Christmas song which changes the words.
Words, yeah.
And it's and people look at me as if to say, well, not while I'm in the shower, but I mean they do look at me while
live audience.
And I guess I don't know why we do that. Why do we do that in the shower? Why do we do that? You know, there's a moment of your day where all of a sudden you forget where you are, you forget, and you just go into one. And I'm the world's best singer in that shower. I really am.
Singing into your loofah.
All right, okay. So on the show in the next couple of hours, you're going to, hour and a bit, you're going to show us exactly why people should get involved with the Ugly Duckling Theatre. Now, you've got something going on from the, what was the date? Was it the 9th of March?
Yeah.
So I've got a super duper memory. Okay, I don't need to warm that memory up. It's there. 9th of March, you're going to be doing, you're going to go to Newport Football Club.
Yeah.
Just tell us quickly what you're doing.
Basically, we're going to be running workshops for 5 years and upwards, including adults. And these drama workshops will focus on things such as confidence building, stage presence, all the basic skills, you know, you need to be on stage. But at the same time, we just want to get people, you know, having a good time and learning new skills. And it's really about the confidence. We really want people to feel like they can join in.
That's brilliant. That's really good. You can get confidence in many ways. My son was bullied at school from a very early age, so we sent him to... He had karate lessons. And not to bully, but, to, you know, because there's an inner strength. And he got that inner strength. He got a black belt by the time he was 30, and he's now going into the army in 2 weeks' time, which is a really, really good achievement. And I'm so proud. But there's other ways of building up your confidence, and I know that there are people that have come into the radio station. Confidence level's been on the floor. We've taken them under our wings. We've had a lot of fun on the radio. They went from being not being able to talk into a microphone to not being able to stop them. I would imagine this is a very similar thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You've gone all quiet and shy.
No, it is. It definitely is just about building up the confidence within people that they have got deep within inside them. It's just to letting them have an outlet for things, just to relax and be able to forget about everything for a few hours and have fun. Really.
Brilliant. What's the number to phone?
That is a very good question, and I don't know it by heart.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a quick song, and then we'll come back with all the details. All right, how's that?
Yeah, that sounds...
This is Dayla Soul and The Magic Number. It's Vectis Radio, 22 minutes after 10. We've got Glenn in from The Drop in a wee while. We should get him to do some of those exercises you set me up with. Right, the ladies are in from the Ugly Duckling Theatre. We've got Fern and Hannah, and so we've got an event on the 9th, which launches the... launches everything, is that right?
Yeah.
So we're talking 9th of March. We're going to be at Newport Football Club, the Ugly Duckling Theatre, looking after kids to, you know, and their needs in the theatre, singing, dancing, building them up, and lots of confidence and so on and so forth. What's the number and how do people get involved?
The number at the moment to call is 07912 354655.
All right, just do that again, because I ain't got a pen, and I just want to...
This is where I say a completely different number. 07912354655.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. All right, so you've got to phone that number. And if you want to know more about what the girls are about and what it's all about, you just listen for the next hour, because we're going to be doing a bit of singing, a bit of dancing. We've done the warm-up. I've made some funny noises, and I'm sure there are going to be some more funny noises coming your way between now and 11:30-ish. All right, so we'll come back with you girls in a mo. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with some Sergio Mendes. We've also got the new single from Squeeze, which is our record of the week, and we're talking to Glenn from The Drop very soon.
Make a real difference in 2013. It's time to order your stationery from Wave Office Support.
It's 12 minutes away from 11 o'clock. This is Vectis Radio. In the next hour of the show, Lee will join the team for the very first time. We said goodbye to David Alexander on Wednesdays last week. Lee's in a little bit later. We'll tell you about today's phone-in. And we've got the girls from the Ugly Duckling Theatre in, and we are now going to do a bit of acting. Do you want to just set the scene? So we, you know, so we don't just go into it and, you know, leave the listeners like thinking what's going on. So set the scene.
Okay, we're going to do an excerpt from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Right.
Between Hermia and Helena. and all the mortal men have now fallen in love with Helena thanks to the fairy's input, and Hermia hasn't taken it very well.
What are you saying? That Helena was a minger and she had some magic sprung upon her? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, to put it bluntly.
So just picture this, listener. I was a minger. I've had some magic placed upon me and I'm now quite attractive.
Well, the boys think you are, anyway.
Yeah, in a dark room. Right, okay, then. Take one.
Okay. Oh, me, you juggler, you canker blossom, you thief of love. What? Have you come by night and stolen my love's heart from him?
Oh, you're good, aren't you? Fine, I faith. Have you no modesty, no maiden shame, no touch of bashfulness? What will you tear? Impatient answers from my gentle tongue. Fie, fie, you counterfeit, you puppet, you.
Puppet? Why so? Hi, that way goes the game. Now I perceive that she hath made compare between our statures. She hath urged her height, and with her personage, her tall personage, her height forsooth, she hath prevailed with him. And are you grown so high in his esteem, because I'm so dwarfish and so low? Well, how low am I, thou painted maypole? Speak, how low am I? I'm not yet so low, but that my nails can't reach unto thine eyes.
I pray you, though you mock me, gentlemen, let her not hurt me. I was never cursed. I have no gift at all in shrewishness. I am a right maid for my cowardice. Let her not strike me. You perhaps may think, because she is something lower than myself, that I can't match her.
Lower? Hark again.
Good Hermia, do not be so bitter with me. I evermore did love you, Hermia. And did you ever keep your counsels? Never wronged you? Save that in love unto Demetrius. I told him of your stealth unto this wood. He followed you for love. I followed him. But he hath chid me hence and threatened me too. To strike me, spurn me, may. To kill me too. And now, so you will, let me quietly go to Athens, where I bear my folly back and follow you no further. Let me go. You see how simple and how fond I am.
Why, get you gone? Who is it that hinders you?
A foolish heart that I leave here behind.
Very good.
Crikey.
That was very good.
Have you considered playing a dame in a pantomime?
No, I just did. Once is enough. That was fun, that was. I found myself. So what are we going to do in the next hour?
Well, one of the games we do with some of the older children is that we work on improvisation. And what we usually do is we give them a scenario and then they have to act out. They're only given like a certain word or something with a scenario. But obviously where we can't act it out, what we've done is we've kind of written a scenario for you and then we want you to react to what's happening. So
right.
What you would say or like your expression or emotion.
Okay. It's a shame you're not getting me to play a 7-year-old boy, because I do that very well. It wouldn't sound right on the radio, because I've got the walk, a 7-year-old boy having a bit of a sulk. But yeah, I'll give that a go in the next hour. And we've got some singing to do as well. We've got a couple of songs that we're going to sing too. That was the plan, wasn't it? You're chickening out on the singing,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, we kind of use the vocal warm-up as our singing.
Okay,
second.
That's fine. I'll talk you into it.